Hello and welcome to the broadcast bonuses for the patrons. This is our September 2019 bonus show featuring clips from shows from July and August, actually. And September? Are we in September?
We're in September. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're towards the end of September.
We're at the end of September. Anyway, welcome. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
That's right. We did one in July. We didn't do one in August. So I had clips from episodes 4.4 through 4.11 for today.
It's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of ground.
It was a lot. It was 35 minutes of clips total, but I will say that like 18 or 20 of those minutes came from the French episode.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can only imagine.
Well, a lot of those clips were really long, so I might have to save them for another time. But there are some clips in here. I think the first four are from that, possibly from that episode, but it was also a live patron show, and the show itself, I think, was an hour and like a half, but we recorded for like 2 hours and 10 minutes. And I don't know if you guys remember that. I was sitting at my kitchen table, so the sound is a little off. We had the French family, four Frenchies on one bed, or five Frenchies, one bed. I don't know. It was lots of tangents in the chat. I couldn't record into GarageBand because Jay was using the computer. So that's why the recording was like, you know, 2.5 hours or something crazy. But anyway, this first clip, I think, is from that. And I want to say that this was from our pee break, which I think was also like a half an hour long. all right, so let me just jump right in, get started. So we have 10 clips, so we'll try to get through these reasonably, at a reasonable pace. So here we go. Shandy, I hope you go have lots of fun French fries.
Yep.
Go eat the freedom fries.
I think. I know. The problem is it's my bedtime in like 45 minutes.
I know.
How am I going to do this?
That's a you problem.
That is a you problem. I'm going to go roast some broccoli.
It's funny that you are like, right. Oh my God, 9 o'clock is my bedtime. And Amanda and I were like, oh my God, we still got like at least 45 minutes before we have to go to bed.
It's true. Literally, I'm not kidding. I have to go roast some broccoli so I have something for lunch tomorrow. And I got to grind my coffee. Man, there's so many euphemisms. We should still be recording. Matt, are you here? Are you here?
Matt, can you hear me?
Because I'm giving you gold.
I think that's the end of it. We'll find out. Oh, I forgot that I named that clip so many euphemisms.
Accurate.
Yes. This next clip is actually also fairly Amanda heavy. It's called Sangria Lessons. So this next clip is a little longer. I think it's like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, but it takes you on a journey. So I don't know if you guys where it finishes is like nowhere from where it starts. I don't know if you guys remember, but during this live show, during the pee break or something, with the five Frenchies, one bed, there was probably JP started it, let's be honest, a discussion over whether it was like five monkeys jumping on the bed or five little bears jumping on the bed.
Oh, right.
And where the clip comes in is where Amanda had just said, and I accidentally cut it off and then hit save by mistake instead of control Z. I hit control S. So that's why the clip starts without that. But where it starts immediately preceding, Amanda had said something like, I think it's bears. So there's your setup. And then it just goes from there. And then somehow we end up on Sangria. So cool. Let's... Here you go.
Oh my God, guys. I think I got hit by the struggle bus. I'm not driving it. I was like walking in front of it and it's run me over and like left me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the end of the previous clip. We hadn't finished it. Hold, please. We can't just finish that sentence.
Several blocks behind.
Okay, now it was done. Bonus clip, struggle bus.
Yep.
Worth it.
Sorry about that. Okay, now Amanda said something about it's bears.
No, you were, Elena, you're right. There is a monkey one. It's like, because it's like, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. And I can't remember how the rest of it goes.
Dun, dun, dun. Dennis, I loved your comment about the toast. I will tell them. You know what you call French toast? Dennis says, tell them I always order their toast when I go to First Watch.
He said, Jay said, quote, I don't know. It's probably Indians or something offensive.
Oh, actually, it probably is.
Oh, no. Well, then let's make it bears.
I like the bears. In French, French toast is called lost bread because you're supposed to use the bread that, like, you know, you would have thrown away.
We've gone to another. Like, yeah.
Fresh anymore.
I like it. Well, kind of in the same way that, like, sangria is like your bad wine.
Yeah.
But that's how things. Right. But that's how, like, sangria came to be, that it's like you just take all your bad wine and you throw a bunch of, like, fruit and brandy in it, and it's and there delicious. You go. But yeah, so hot tip. People, don't buy good wine to make sangria. You are wasting your money. A little $3 chuck is all you need.
Thank you for the $3 chuck tip about sangria.
Anytime.
You know, I didn't know it at the time, and I was surprised when you said it, and then I was re-surprised to re-hear it tonight. Here's your wine for sangria.
I forgot the bit about the lost bread. That's still interesting to me. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. The next clip is called Cheese. It is also from that night, and it's probably the shittiest out of all the clips, I'll be honest. It has a fun payoff, so I kept it in. And it's not that long. That's what she said. Anyway, all right, here we go.
All right, I skipped dinner and I stayed in, and we had actually gotten cold cuts and to make sandwiches for the boys for when we were at Comic-Con. So that way, when Zach was like, I'm starving, it wasn't, you know, we didn't have to spend like
here you go.
$100 on a pretzel. Instead, I just got a pretzel every day. I got a $100 pretzel a day, but I wasn't spending that shit on my kid.
Oh, no,
you're the one making that money.
Yeah.
And by a $100 pretzel, I mean an Auntie Anne's pretzel booth with lukewarm pretzels. So the finest of the finest for Comic-Con. But, oh God, I forgot even where I was. But anyway, one of those nights I stayed in, I made myself cold cuts. Where was I going with this? Another bonus clip. You guys are going to hear all this next week again. If we
there's sausage talk, there's tuna sausage talk, which I'm still contemplating. Was it about food?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It was about food because I started this
cheese.
Whole
cheese. You were talking about cheese. You're talking about cheese.
Yes. Okay.
See, cheese. You guys all laughed the same way I did when I heard the end of that clip, and I was like, "All right, the payoff is worth it."
Oh, tangents.
But you can tell why that clip didn't make it into the final cut because of the show, because it was pretty fucking boring until we got to the cheese part. So there we are. Not in doubt. Just go back to cheese. This is pretty much, you know, our motto here.
Yep. All roads lead back to cheese.
All roads lead back to cheese. This next clip is called It's Jay, comma. He's talking about his penis.
Oh boy.
And I believe that this clip is also from that live show. That was a stellar night for us, guys.
Yeah, so much water.
Like I said, there was like 20 minutes of just bonus clips from that. All right, here we go.
The they have seats. To oh, see, no, oh, see, no. It's, he said no. Seats. I'm no. thinking, I'm like, it's Jay. He's talking about his penis, but then I realized he's talking to everyone, not just me. So clearly, well, I'm a little bit embarrassed now.
But look, join the club,
honey. I
want
you
into the embarrassed pool. It's real great.
Anyway. I don't even know. I think the conversation was, because there was another clip we cut out after, was about the toilet bowl being open or closed. Like, people that leave the toilet seat up. Men.
Okay.
I don't know how we got there, but
yeah,
I know
bells.
That there were clips before and after that talked about significant others leaving the toilet seat up. And JP saying that he used Zach's potty. And I was like, all right, that's not appropriate for any of the shows. Anyways, our next clip is from the In the Dark show that we did. And it's not actually a bonus from that because I used all of that content stayed in it. This is actually from, we did a intro and an outro after we had talked to Natalie and Parker. And this was our many takes to try to do the intro. And it's called, Not So Giddy. So here we go. And it's funny because I forgot about this, and then when I got to the end, I was like, "Oh yeah,
I forgot about this. This is going to be brand new for me. I'm so excited.
It's good.
All right, here we go. For anybody who is not familiar with the In the Dark podcast, their first season talks about the Jacob Wetterling case. That was a young boy who 11 years old kidnapped in. Ooh, sorry. Oh, there was a lot of noise going on.
Oh, was that me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's good.
Oh,
I was like, was it me? I was like, I literally unplugged my computer as you said that. I was like,
I don't know. Don't worry. We're fine. Just no touch anything. For those of you who aren't familiar with the In the Dark podcast, season one covers the Jacob Wetterling case. That was an 11-year-old boy who was kidnapped and murdered in Montana?
Oh, Minnesota.
Thank you. I was like, the one that Dan is from, I think. He's Wisconsin.
I'm not from Wisconsin yet. Nearby. Okay.
A little,
one of those middle of the country states.
One of those flyover states. He could have killed somebody in Montana. I don't really know. Mississippi, Minnesota. Jacob Wetterling, an 11-year-old boy who, let me say that with less joy.
With less laughter.
Oh, we're done interviewing with them.
Sorry.
Okay. There we go. Let me say that with less joy.
Oh, that was like the Neil Simon version.
So bad, but so good.
Yeah, good times. I will probably also include that clip in the blooper.
It's good.
That's worth it.
Yeah. Let me say that with less joy. Montana?
A 10-year-old boy murdered in Montana.
Sure. Montana, where Dan's from.
I said Montana? No, I
didn't. Yeah. Like, I'm from Montana.
That was one of the,
I was tired.
One of the M states.
One of the flyover states. Except it ended up being the upside down M state, Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that Dan's from, but then the kidnapping and murder did happen in the other M state of Minnesota.
Minnesota, thank you. I was like, Missouri? That's season two, right?
No. So much geography.
So much
I always have to think when I'm saying Minnesota because part of my brain always wants to say Minneapolis. I'm like, which one's the city? Which one's the state?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. It's a struggle. I mean, I know the difference, but
But like they're very,
very similar.
They're very similar. Yeah. They're a similar amount of syllables. Yeah, totally get it.
Yeah. And Dan's not from either of those places.
Nope, that's the best part. Nope.
Where is Dan from? I don't know.
Wisconsin. No?
Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, Midwest.
Yeah. Midwest.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Jeez. Great. You know.
Yeah.
One of those
cheese. It all comes back.
Cheese. All roads.
All roads lead back to cheese.
All right. Our next clip. We're halfway done. Our next clip is pep talk. This was recorded whatever episode we recorded the night of the debates. The second set of debates that I was distractedly watching on my screen on mute. So when I was giving you updates, I was like, Bernie's yelling about something again. I don't know what he's saying, but. So, all right, here we go. For those of you who are, we're drag, we're hurting a little bit here.
Yeah,
we are.
Okay, so let me go to the ad break. I actually do. I'm gonna go pee now. For what it's worth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out of beverage. I need to do some jumpy jacks too. I'm just like so sleepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can do this. We got this. We got this. We got this. We fucking got this. We got this. Okay. If Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders is still on my screen, literally going like this right now. So if he can go like this at 85 years old, we can go like this at 35, ladies. We let's fucking got it. This.
Let's do it. I'm going to get a snack because I'm still pretty hungry.
I can't believe that this is the one night that I'm actually maybe thinking it would be better if I did get drunk. Okay, no, I won't though. I won't do that to you guys. But I do have to pee though.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Bernie Sanders seriously 85?
No, I think he's like
80. I was wondering the same thing. If you said yes, I would believe you.
Hey Siri, how old is Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders is 78 years old.
Hmm. That was close.
Yeah.
He would be 80 in 2021 when he took office.
Oh, God. It's pretty old.
Pretty spry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he probably still could stay up longer than us.
No, that's true.
Definitely longer than Shandy.
He's someone who doesn't sleep.
I don't think he does either.
Doesn't need it.
I think it's the Brooklyn, like the natural Brooklynite in him.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't seem to really sleep either. And she is also from Brooklyn. So maybe that is true.
Yeah.
Maybe you're on to a real theory here.
I think I am.
I think so too.
Well, Brooklyn is a suburb of the city that doesn't sleep. suburb? No, it's not a suburb. It's a borough. Fuck.
Borough.
I hate when I ruin a good joke with misinformation.
I thought you were just making a real slight at Brooklyn.
No, I just misspoke. Alright, our next clip is the moment that I found out Jay got the Lizzo tickets. Which you guys might have to fill in some blanks after, because I don't know if he is going to pick up on this exported version, because I could hear him on the computer, but I don't know if everyone else will be able to hear him, but you guys can fill in the blanks. You were there. Okay, cool. You mentioned that you had limited... Hold on, I'm sorry. Jay just said he got us tickets for something. What? What?
Oh, must be something good.
He got us tickets to see Lizzo perform on September 13th.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome!
Sorry, that's good.
That's awesome. Okay, thank you. I love you.
I love your kids are like such sound sleepers.
Okay, so at that point, I was just yelling upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they have white noise blasting in their rooms.
Even still, I have a white noise machine, and that would I wake up at everything.
Fun fact: since then, Zachary has actually disavowed the white noise and has not used it. I know.
Oh.
He's grown up. Anyway, sorry. Well.
The cat was pawing at the door this morning and I woke up.
Oh, I wake up at everything too.
Every little sound.
So you watched her at the VMAs? I told you were going to love it.
Yeah, that's supposed to be real freaking good.
See, I told you you would like her. Yeah, I know. I just saw your text. How much were they? Okay, well, if they weren't Paul McCartney, that's good. Cool. Well, yeah, clearly it's going to be dope. Okay, go. Go away. I was on a roll here. Anyway, so Shani, that was what I was saying, right? Yeah. So you mentioned...
Limited to... literally, like...
Okay.
At sometimes not.
Let me set up again. Hold on.
Okay.
Because this is just... Okay. All right. Anyway. That's a little behind-the-scenes look at some of the shit that interrupts us while we're recording.
It was worth it.
It was great. It was a great concert. I never put it on my blog like I promised people, but... I will. Sad story. Not really that sad, but Jay had broken his phone a while ago. And Amanda, you were here last November, right? I remember we tried to go to the Apple store to get a new phone for Jay because it like had broken.
This sounds vaguely familiar. Yes.
Well, we never went back.
He's just been using the same bust up phone.
Yeah. So his Apple Care expired though, like last weekend. So he made the appointment so he could swap out his phone under the Apple Care on Saturday. And because we had some drinky at the show, he forgot to plug his phone in when he got home. He just like went straight to bed. So his iPhone never backed up. So when he swapped out his phone, he lost all the stuff from the concert.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know, right? He put stuff on Insta, but I don't think it was like the full videos, but at least some of it is preserved on Instagram. But yeah, I was like, man, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well,
you took pictures too. So like you guys have documentation that were there.
We do. Jay took because he's better at that than I am. He took more video than I took, but I still have some. Mm. But anyway, yeah, it was an awesome show. I will talk a little bit more about it on our regular show and maybe my blog at some point. But we're almost done. we don't have much further to go now, guys. Got less than 4 minutes left of clips. So this next clip is one of my favorite recent ones. It is from maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, and it's called All the Smart People... All the smart people make up words. Here we go.
It is a tale of self-compliance, right?
Yes.
Of self-compliance.
Self-complacency. I just did the auto correct and it corrected to complacency. So I wonder if she mistyped.
Okay. Or just making up words. I do it all the time. It's fine.
We talked about this. Didn't we talk about this last week with the words that our dear friend, my cousin Vinny, like made up?
Yeah, just make up words. It's fine. All the smart people make up words. It's totally fine. Okay. Anyway.
I love that clip for some reason.
I stand by it. I stand by that statement. I think smart people make up their own words so that people think they're smarter. Yeah. Yeah. Stand by it.
There you go. The next one is also pretty fun. This is from whatever, last week or two weeks ago, I guess. And it's hashtag homophones. Here we go. Amanda knows what I'm talking about.
Actually, also coincidentally, Daniel and I had a whole conversation about homophones and homonyms while we were on vacation. So that's why I'm laughing.
Oh, fun.
I'm sure as soon as I hear this clip, I will remember and we'll laugh again.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Does this roommate have a poll?
Can't be that lucky two times in a row.
I didn't get that at first.
I was skipping hashtag homophones.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to read it and then you didn't. So I just figured I'd move on.
Yeah, that was the awkward pause.
I thought mine was, does this roommate have a poll?
Yeah, hashtag homophones.
Oh, they went together. I thought homophones was maybe its own thing.
No.
Which wouldn't make any sense, but unless you read it like homophones, that's probably offensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can take all of that.
Yep. Let's plow forward, shall we?
No, go back. Go back, please.
Okay, wait. Let me go back and I'll read the whole thing together.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that's so good. I think it was more enjoyable having forgotten about it because I got to read it.
I know, it's real. So I love that one. Oh. All right, and now we're air. We're at the last clip. I probably could have edited this one down, but you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go. We're going to go for it.
Let's do it.
It's called Squish. It's a minute and a half of me talking about my fucking hernia. So here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
Here we go, guys. And then we're done. And then we're done. We made it through all 10. Here we go. Do you guys just hear that giant squeaking noise? No.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Okay, that was me pushing my hernia back in.
Gross.
On my belly button. It's never made a noise before. But it just made a giant, like, squeaking noise. Okay. I'm getting...
Gross. Are you okay?
I have a consultation appointment on Friday to get it fixed. Because it's been, like, acting up, like, every couple of days now. And it's, like, really painful. And, like, my belly button will, like, you know, pop out. It'll be, like, a little erect-looking, like, belly button nub. And
yeah, see, I just don't understand what hernias do. That you can just like pop it back.
Well, this one I can. So it's like there's a little tear. So like the muscles or the less than a minute left, guys. You got this. I don't know, whatever the fuck it is underneath, you know, pops through. So when I was pregnant, it's remember everything stretched and ripped, and I had a little But so it pops up through my, it pops up like right under my belly button. And, you know, I'm lucky because I can push it back in and get rid of the pain. Like my brother-in-law's hernia is internal. Like I have one internally too, but it acts up and it feels like heartburn. And I figured out like what to eat to get rid of that. But anyway, I was just starting, it was starting to hurt. So I pushed it back in and it made this like squat, you know, like when you have like something wet and you like make, you know, that noise. Okay. Sorry. Just did that. Mm-mm, anyway. Mm-mm, mm-mm,
mm-mm. Who's reading next?
I'll go back to mine. It's still very,
before I throw up.
It's still very swollen. It's still very swollen. It's still very... fuck you! I'm saying this with a clean edit! And you made it through! It's still very very swollen was actually not the hernia. It was the... That's what she said.
Oh.
Anyway, I kept that in because breaking news. If you listen to our regular episode, I got that hernia repaired.
Yeah.
Less than a week after we recorded that.
Very happy for you.
Me too.
That was a ride. It was a ride the first time. It was a ride the second time. And I can't imagine actually living that. Yeah. So very happy for you.
Yeah. Also, I just realized I came off as such an insensitive friend. My first and second response was gross.
What is gross?
I'm sorry, friend. That sounds terrible. How are you feeling? I hope it's fixed soon. So I'm sorry.
No, please don't be sorry, because you know what? When I went upstairs after and was like, Jay, it's squishing, he was like, yeah, that's disgusting. I'm going to throw up now. And I was like, Amanda said the same thing.
Because those that you love.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying, Amanda. And I, you know, but
it's fine.
I was like doing everything that I could to not pass.
Which is funny because I don't find that, like, I don't find that gross at all. But, like.
Even the second time around, I was like, breathe deep. Don't.
Because I still don't. Sorry. Oh.
Well, anyway, we'll talk more about that on the regular show. So if you haven't caught up there, go get current. I promise to keep it as painful and ungross as possible. Anyway, guys, we had 10 clips because we had 2 months worth of shows to get through. We're not going to do the questions this week just because we got to go record our regular show now. Woo-hoo. So,
woo.
Yeah.
We got hernias to talk about. Yep.
We got
vacations to cover.
Hernias, vacations.
Yep.
Swimming lessons,
how fucked up insurance in America is, you know, all the fun stuff.
The reg.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
I'm super excited.
It is. It is. My only regrets is I did not get champagne to pop a toast for impeachment.
Mm. Well, you can pop a hernia instead, yeah?
No! Squish. Cheese, cheese, bring it back to cheese.
Oh, that cheese is feeling different now.
Cheese, glorious cheese.
Cheese, glorious cheese.
All right, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Thanks for being patrons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next month.
Bye-bye.
Bye.